Now, there was a report that Greenpeace brought out last December called Dodgy Prawns. Can you give us a bit of a summary of what that report revealed?
Sure. Well, look, you've done a pretty good job yourself. What we're trying to point out is that, you know, Australians consume about 50,000 tonnes of prawns every year. It's a huge amount. It's our favourite seafood item, along with tinned tuna. And for the most part, we just don't know where it comes from. That's the biggest problem we have, is that as you said, most Australians think they're getting Australian and they think it's sustainable. In fact, 2/3 of the prawns we eat are imported from countries like China, Thailand and Vietnam. And some of those countries have some really, really horrific practices in environmental terms and even in human rights terms.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's well documented, some of the human rights atrocities, I guess, that China have been involved in the past, but also Thailand and Vietnam. Now, what sort of practices do they go through there in those countries? What are we sort of looking at? What sort of the impact of their farming?
Well, look, without a doubt, Thailand is the biggest problem when it comes to human rights, and it's a problem that's across the whole seafood industry, unfortunately. In Thailand, it's not just limited to prawns, but the production of prawns is where we find most of the problems, and where most of the news outlets like The Guardian and like AAP have conducted their investigations and found really shoddy practices as recently as in the last few months. So there's about 200,000 migrant workers in Thailand working on fishing vessels, and many of those guys are working in genuinely slave-like conditions. They're often given no or little pay. They're often debt-bonded, so they're traded and then told that they owe a debt and forced to work to repay that debt. As many as 2/3 of interviewees have reported witnessing beatings or murder at sea. The stories are really horrific, and until we deal with the problem of Western countries demanding cheap seafood, unfortunately, people are going to provide it, and the only way they can do that is to abuse people and abuse the environment.
It's pretty shocking when you sort of think about that. I think a lot of people don't realise, you know, where their food comes from. And it's reports like this that sort of reveal some of the background of the farming. It's quite eye-opening to sort of think about.
Once you start to look at it, it really is. And it's the sort of practices that, you know, most people have thought were banished a long time ago. The reality is that slavery is more prevalent in the world than ever before. It's not limited to the seafood industry by any means. It's a problem in mining in parts of the world. It's a problem in textile manufacture. We've all seen stories of Australian brands using terrible labour conditions to produce cheap T-shirts, for example. It is everywhere, but given the nature of fishing, that vessels operate away from shore without anybody watching them, it really lends itself to this sort of abuse. And it really needs to be nipped in the bud. That means that, you know, companies that are selling the seafood in Australia, that are buying it from these producers, need to put in place strict preventative measures to assure themselves and the consumers that this is not going on. But we need governments as well, the Australian government. We're a major, in fact, we're the sixth biggest importer of prawns from Thailand, and that gives us a responsibility to help or push, if you like, Thailand to deal with this issue.
Indeed. Now, let's look at Australia then. If we want to have more prawns produced in Australia or farmed here, is there any sort of impact to the environment in Australia if we start farming more here?
Look, there certainly could be. The impacts with farming prawns are usually related to the feed that the prawns have to consume to be produced, and then what comes out of the farm itself and finds its way into the surrounding environment. The good news is you can get both of those elements right. You can produce food, and we know of one farm in northern Australia that is using feed that has no impact on wild caught fish at all. So they don't have to catch any fish to feed to the prawns. They're just using offcuts and other byproducts of production. So that's a really good news. And they're also using pretty state of the art filtration systems to prevent runoff going into, you know, the waters that are really important adjacent to the Great Barrier Reef. So it can be done with filtration and so on. There's a great opportunity for Australia to, if done right, expand its aquaculture and its prawn farming and farming other fish as well.
Yeah, good news. Now, the report also started a discussion with importers as well as the supermarket chains. Has that led to any sort of solution with collaborating with them?
Look, we've been in contact with lots of the companies, including the Thai companies that sell the prawns into Australia in the first place, as well as some of the representatives of companies that, that bring the prawns in. Mm. As some listeners would have seen from news reports, the supermarkets did have to clarify their position, and the factories that have been proved to be involved in slavery by investigative reports, such as those by APP, are known to be producing for Australia. Look, we've got verbal assurances from all these guys, of course, but yeah. We're yet to see anything on paper that proves that this problem isn't part of the Australian supply chain. It's very difficult to do. You know, you've got boats catching fish, sending them to fish meal factories, which then send to another feed-producing factory and so on and so forth. It's a very extensive and complicated supply chain. But that means they just have to work harder to deal with it. Mm. So far, unfortunately, they're not. And there's no guarantee, if you're buying from Thailand in particular, but other countries, that you're getting something ethical or sustainable.
So that comes down to us and our dinners. If we're going shopping for some prawns, what's the best way to be responsible and make that right choice and know that our prawns are coming from a local source?
Look, here in Sydney, we're really lucky. We've got, just in the Hawkesbury, just north of us, some guys doing really, really low impact, you know, pretty sustainable fishing for school prawns. They're the small ones that I guess older generations will remember as being the main ones that we ate. They are produced, you know, remarkably well right here on the doorstep of Sydney, but because consumers tend to favour the bigger, plumper prawns that you can also get really cheap if they're imported, often these school prawns end up as bait. We'd rather people bought them. You can choose black tiger prawns farmed in Australia. They're not a bad choice at all, particularly the ones from Coles. They tend to buy theirs from the better producers. Mm-hmm. And banana prawns, even caught from the northern prawn fishery around Queensland and Northern Territory, are not a bad choice.
Okay, so it's a matter of us looking when we buy them, because it usually says which country the fish is from, right, when you buy it in the supermarkets. So you can actually make sure you have a look at where that seafood is coming from.
That's right. Look, you can do that. The biggest problem is in food service, in restaurants and takeaways. Mm. We find that because there are no regulations whatsoever, it's really shocking that a restaurant or takeaway doesn't have to tell you even what species of fish or prawn you're getting, let alone where it comes from or how it was produced. That's where the biggest gap exists, and that's where most of the poorly produced stuff is probably going. The supermarkets, because they're aware of these problems, are doing their best, and at least they provide some information. Mm. It's really the food service sector, and that means the Importers Association needs to work with the restaurants and caterers and the government to bring in better laws there.
Well, we'll look to make sure we'll follow this up, and hopefully we can start getting some good local prawns here and encourage people to buy locally.